You got to be strong, 'cause you're wonderful. You got to have faith, have wisdom. Queen, you were built for this. Oh yeah, queen, you were built for this. And this is, hey queens, hey, how are y'all doing tonight? This is Queen You Were Built for This, the podcast. I am your host and steward, Shatoya Perry. And of course, I have with me this evening my good sis, Tiffany Williams. And today, as you know, for the month of April, we have been talking about freedom. So I find it fitting to end the conversation with freedom to praise or freedom in praise. However you would like to say it, it's fine with me, but we're going to be talking about freedom to praise. And so
because of what Christ Jesus has done for us, we not only have a right to the tree of life, but we have freedom to worship him in spirit and truth. We are given a right to praise him for his marvelous acts and his love towards us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things that we learned as children is that when someone does something nice for you, your immediate response should be, thank you. How much so should we show thanksgiving to the one who has set us free from the bondages of sin and shame? What more praise should we render to the one who saved our souls? We owe God praise because no matter the situation, he does awesome things on our behalf. Through Jesus, we can and are connected to God through the gift of salvation. He has given us freedom in him to praise God with all that we are, withholding nothing from us. However, praise and worship is not just singing songs, but it is a lifestyle. Just as holiness is a lifestyle, so is living a life of praise. So is also living a life of praise and worship. We must live lives of thanksgiving and gratitude, and you can't do that without praise. So here are some verses on freedom, praise, and worship. So the first one is,
I think that the first one should be 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
I agree.
It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Yes. So, go ahead.
We go through so much. As women, we go through the drama, the pain, the issues, the upheavals, the rounds and rounds. We have so much on our plates. Because some of us are wives, some of us are mothers, some of us are business owners, some of us work as well as be a wife and a mother. Some of us are in relationships, and even single, we go through a lot, mm-hmm. You know. And it's not saying that men don't go through anything, but we are the womb bearers. We are the ones that carry, and we are the ones that give birth to things. So we have to be able to give thanks in all circumstances. We have to be able to praise God no matter what. And that's including when we have attitudes, that's including when we are clear on our cycles,
mm-hmm. the taboo talk.
So that's included,
quote unquote.
Dealing with people positive. We're to praise God. Why do we praise God for people who get on our nerves? Because we thank God for having a nerve to get on.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. See, that's that one right there is a good one. Is because first of all, we thank I'm for me. I can't speak for nobody else, but for me, I thank God for him because I know. Oh, we breaking up? Okay. Thank you for telling us. But I thank God even and praise God for people that get on my nerves because I know what I used to be like. I know the anger. I know the irritation. I know, you know, the not so nice places that God has saved me from. And God bless you, sis. Thank you for jumping on. If you can still hear, if we're still breaking up or if you can hear us better. So, yes, I praise God for having nerves as well. Let's see if they show up. Yes, it shows up. So as y'all can see, real side, quick sidebar, real quick is that I am using a new platform. We're trying to find the one that works best for Queen Your Bill for this. And so just bear with us. Yes, praise God. I'm glad you can hear better. Thank you for that. Yes. And so every circumstance, that's the they want to speed at the speed of light. You still have to praise God even in that circumstance, even when it is downright nerve-wracking and irritating to you, you still have to give thanks in all things, give praise in all things.
So the next verse I think is befitting for us to talk about is John 8:36, which says, so if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
Yes. And then if you want to be technical about the different translations, another one is whom the Son sets free, or whom the Son makes free is free indeed. And so because of the fact that we know that he has made us free through his sacrifice, through his death, burial, and resurrection, that he had that from bondage, that's free from sin, that's free from guilt, that's free from shame, that's free from any negative emotion and connotation that the enemy, and when we say the enemy, we strictly mean the devil.
Yes.
Will cause you to feel. Even if, and then guess what? Even if it's yourself, you know, because we talked about self-sabotage before earlier in the year. Even if it's self, that level of self-sabotage, and you're causing yourself to think those things about yourself because of the limiting beliefs, that the limiting beliefs are the enemy in that moment.
Yes.
And so we're free from those things because of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And so I just thought that it was fitting. Like I said earlier, I thought it was fitting to talk about the freedom to praise, freedom in praise, because there are so many things that the enemy brings. Once again, just to reiterate, there are so many things that the enemy brings our way. There's life, there's circumstances, there's challenges, there's things that we go through on a day-to-day basis where we're like, okay, Jesus, help. And one of those ways that Jesus helps us is through our praise, is through our worship, when we lay it all bare, when we pray, because even prayer in itself is an act of praise, is an act of worship. Because I don't know about you, when I begin to pray, I worship and I praise God in my prayers. Like I'm is not just our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. It's glory, hallelujah, to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you've been so good. You know, you begin to exalt and exhort the name of God when you pray. And so I believe wholeheartedly that even the act of prayer, your hair is fine, girl.
I was scratching it, so I wasn't making sure.
So even the act of praying, when you get into that place with God, when you have gone past the outer courts and the inner courts, and you've entered into the holies of holies, and you get behind the throne, you get behind the veil, and you just in that place with you and God, you begin to praise God as you worship as you pray. You begin to have this experience with God where you're able to lay all of your burdens down before him. And guess what? We can trust him with them. We can trust him with those burdens. We don't have to pick them back up again. And praise. That's how you let go of the burdens. Praise. I'm wrong.
You, most definitely.
Is because there's this trust that transpires that says that I trust you enough to release everything that I'm going through to come in beyond the veil, first of all, because there's a trust. There's this thing, right, where it says that if I make it past all it, okay, if I can drop my junk, if I can drop down my mess, if I can let go of my shame, if I can let go of my guilt, if I can let go of my depression, my anxiety, if I can let go of my shoulda, woulda, couldas, if I can let go of my anger, my malice, if I can let go of my hurt
feelings,
my hurt feelings, if I can let go of all of this stuff, and if I can just get into the presence of God, because what happens is all of that stuff
falls off.
Every weight, every burden falls off of you. It has to. Because it cannot stand in the presence of God.
No,
it can't stand in his presence. It cannot stand to his glory. So it begins to fall off and it begins to just move.
Which brings us to our next verse. Because we have to understand freedom comes with something. And so it says 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is a spirit, and what spirit of the Lord is,
there is liberty, or in this case, freedom. So whatever God is, what spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Yes. There bondage in God, bondage in the Lord. Bondage in the Holy Spirit, because we do believe that he is a triune God, head 3-in-1, Father, Spirit, and Son, or Father, Son, and Spirit. So wherever he dwells, bondage cannot. Darkness and light have no communication whatsoever with one another.
Exactly.
And thanks to our good sis, she is putting the scripture up for us, that one hand, what we just read is 2 Corinthians 3:17. And depending on the translation, because each translation of the Bible says it a little bit different, and that's so that it helps us to better understand it, basically. But it's always good to get you 2 or 3 different translations to go from.
So the version that we're using is the English Standard Version?
Yes. And you might hear us make reference to the King James Version.
Yes.
And possibly like the New Living, New International Version, or because it also kind of, and don't mind my cup, this is not a sponsored episode, but I'm thirsty.
We pray for sponsorships. We're believing for sponsorships.
Yes.
One day. Soon. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Open up our audience. And in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. And then, so, for me, John chapter, at least me personally, to John chapter 4, verses 23 to 24, because we're talking about how the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, but we must also understand that according to John chapter 4, verses 23 to 24, it says, but the hour is coming and is now here. Okay. So the hour that came is here now, where when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and the truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is a spirit, or he is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So God knows when we are worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And he also knows when we just speak in Christianese.
Exactly.
When we just go on with the flow.
When we are just expounding on ourselves. Basically, he knows when we're doing it out of pride and when we're doing it out of ourselves, out of our flesh. And when we're doing it out of the spirit, because a lot of times people worship and praise out of their flesh. Mm-hmm. They get built up in pride. They do it for the accolades. They do it for the claps. They do it for the
for the flattery.
But when you worship God in spirit and in truth, it's an ugly thing. I'm honest.
You get the snotting and crying and don't have on no makeup because your makeup is gone.
It's almost like a private worship
within itself.
It's a private worship that sometimes comes public.
Yes.
And when you are a true worshiper, when you worship God and you're a true worshiper, everything they do is worship.
Mm-hmm.
Even from something as simple as washing the dishes.
Yes.
Something as simple as going to the store. Something as simple as cleaning up your room.
Yes.
You begin to just
think on the goodness of Jesus.
You begin to think like, I thank God that I can walk to the store. I'm glad he gave me income, that I can buy what I need. I thank you, God.
Yes.
I thank you, God, for allowing me to have dishes to wash.
Thank you for the roof over my head, the clothes on my back. Just
thank you for the water.
Yes. To do my dishes with. The water to boil so I can cook. The stove that I cook on. And it might seem like a minute thing to some, but when you have been in a position to where you have had a lack of anything.
Yes.
When you have been in a place where you lacked things, if you didn't have a roof over your head, if you didn't have running water, if you didn't have a man, you begin to think about how God, when you didn't have money to be able to eat every day, somehow the Lord sustains you. And just being on that, because we could preach about that by itself, like, forever. Okay. That sends me to... That sends me to two scriptures. One, it sends me to 150th number of Psalms, the verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God at his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Praise the Lord. Okay. And then Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, that says, through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips that acknowledges his name.
Yes, 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 yes. And recognize it says sacrifice.
Yes.
It says sacrifice, meaning that it's not something that's going to come easy.
Sometimes you ain't going to want to praise the Lord.
Sometimes you're not going to want to worship God. Sometimes you're going to look at your circumstances and think your circumstances are so beyond you that words of worship and words of praise don't even come forward. But that's not what it is. It's a sacrifice. Sometimes you have to praise God even when you lament it.
Yes.
Even
when you're in mourning, when you're exhausted, when you're tired, when you don't see a way out, when you don't see your way through, that you still have to praise the Lord continually. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So that means even when I have hit rock bottom, even when, if you are a mother with children, even when your kids are giving you all kinds of, taking you through all kinds of hell and frustration, and confusion, you still say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Why? Because there is something about when you praise the Lord. When you praise God, shackles are destroyed, chains are loosed. When you praise God, demons must flee, because it's at the name of Jesus that every demon must flee. Every knee has got to bow. So there is something about the name Jesus, okay? And when you praising God and you praising Jesus, let me tell you something, okay? Whew! Get good to you, okay? It get good to you. You don't care about who around you. You don't care about what's going on. When that praise get, when you get the prayer, and we talking about in spirit and in truth, okay?
Yes.
We ain't talking about that form of fashion praise, or we're just going to do a two-step because other people are looking. No. When you are in that thing for real, you don't care if you looking crazy. You don't care about none of that. And you begin to pray and worship the Lord, your God.
Because you got to make it personal.
Okay.
You got to personally have a connection to God.
Yes. The freedom that you feel.
Yes.
Because the enemy cannot hold you captive. He cannot hold you, because once again, light and darkness have no place together. They can't walk together.
That's why I honestly believe when Paul and Silas was in jail, instead of praying for the chains to be loosed, they praised and worshiped. They worshiped God. They praised God. And the people in the jail with them were listening and hearing them. They praised God so much that God had no other choice but to respond to their prayers, to their worship, to their praise. And we have to understand that God will respond to to your worship.
In our worship. Yes.
So when you praise and you worship him with a heart that is pure, when you praise him and you continually make that sacrifice of praise unto him, that means that you are willing to do it in the most dire of situations.
Yes.
And when we say dire situations, we're talking about you're driving and a car just automatically pulls out in front of you. And the first thing that you say is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And we can attest to that. We've been through many Jesus
moments. Now, be honest. We fall short. Hello.
Yes.
We fall short.
Yes.
We don't always do it.
It's not always the first name. We can be honest and say that. But the majority of the time, the first name, the first thing out of my mouth is Jesus. And my immediate response is praising God. I'm driving. I got to pull over to the side of the road. I'm driving. I got to pull in somebody's parking lot real quick. Put the car in park. Not saying that I'm about to get out the car and do a two-step, but I have to worship. I have to give God. That's if I'm able to. And if I'm not able to, then I praise God in a calm manner as much as I'm able to until I get to somewhere where I can really, really, really take a second to think about the fact that God is so awesomely good.
Yes. Yes.
That God is so awesomely wonderful, because I'm going to be honest, I'm not always in a place where I can pull over or I can get, sometimes I'm on a freeway and that happens and I have to calm down and keep on going. And then when I get home, I can cut up and praise the Lord the way that I want to.
Yes. And that also means for me, cause you know, this is transparency here. For me, that even means praising him during my depression.
Yes.
Praising him during my anxieties.
Oh, yes.
Praising him when my health isn't
as it ain't where we want it to be.
Where we want it to be.
Because right now, I'm definitely going through some issues in my health. And when I say I have to praise God regardless, I have to worship him regardless because he's worthy. He is so worthy, which brings me to Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
We were created with a purpose, people. We have purpose, women. Women of God, women who don't know God yet, women who are learning who they are, young girls who are learning who they are, and you stumble upon this podcast, let me tell you, you have purpose. You are created for a purpose, and God knows your beginning, and he knows your end. He knows you in and out. The Bible says he knows you by name. That every hair on your head is numbered.
Mm-hmm.
You are precious in his sight. And from that place of gratefulness.
Yes.
From that place of thanksgiving. From that place of gratitude. That's where the praise and the worship comes from.
Yes.
We worship him because he first loved us. We love him because he first died on the cross for our sins when we were yet enemies. Think about that thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about that thing. We were his enemies. Enemies. We had animosity.
There was animosity between us.
So we are... we are to praise God in every situation.
Every circumstance.
In every circumstance. And we thank God that everything that exists was created by Him.
Mm-hmm.
We praise Him for the trees. We praise Him for the animals. We even praise Him for the creepy things that we don't like.
Yes.
Because He created them.
And they have a purpose.
And they have a purpose.
We may not understand that purpose.
Not at all.
But they serve a purpose. God knows what the purpose is. Another one of the scriptures that I'm going to jump to that speaks to this and freedom and praise, or freedom to praise, is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. And it says, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. Having a praise psalm in your heart, in your spirit, meditating on it, chewing it. And when we say chewing it, you're not just eating that word, just head first, feet first, just submersed in that word and allowing God to minister to your heart and to your spirit through that word. Right now, mine is Psalm, the 23rd number of Psalm. And the song that's on my heart, right, that's been on my heart, is Safe in His Arms. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He makes me rest in the meadows grass, and He helps me to do. Hold on, wait. No.
He leads me beside
the quiet streams, and He restores my failing health. And He helps me to do what honors Him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe in His arms.
Yes. And the song that's been on my heart is Lord, Do It For Me.
Woo.
Lord, do it for me. Yes, Lord, fix it for me.
Right now.
Lord, I have a problem
that only
You can solve. That only You can fix.
Only You can do it.
Only You can fix it, God. Oh, Lord, do it for me. That's the song that's in my heart, and the word of God that has been in my spirit is, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, for which cometh my help.
Yes.
My help cometh from the Lord.
That, when I tell you, and my sister knows, when I tell you that Psalm, the 121st Psalm, that is one of my testimony songs. One of my testimony scriptures. Now, we should get to a place where all of the scriptures, especially in the New Testament,
resonates
with you, and it's like a testimony scripture. But for me, that was a testimony scripture. I was going through problems, going through hell and high water, all kinds of stuff. And when I say that was one of the scriptures that I know for a fact that I could, God will bring that scripture back to me, like, and I'm like, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who created the heaven and the earth. That's where my health come from. That's where my health come from. My help come from. My peace come from. My joy come from. My love, my faith, faithfulness comes from. Mercy, grace, all of it, whatever it is that you're looking for, I can guarantee you will find it in the Lord.
Amen. And I love this verse. I love Ephesians 5 and 19, because it says addressing one another. So it's about how you speaking life,
encouragement,
joy, peace, tranquility to one another.
Yes. No drama.
No drama. No chaos. No mess.
No hell.
No hell. No confusion. No pettiness.
No. Not being petty wop or none of the other craziness. But addressing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Queen Shemaiah said, all of my help, love, faith, success, everything comes from God. Amen, sis.
Amen, yes. Sis.
Amen. Absolutely. It all comes from God.
And so that leads me to 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, which says, what am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praises with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. The battlefield is in the mind.
Yes.
If the devil can get your mind off of every and everything that you're going through, if the devil can get your mind to focus on things,
circumstances,
issues, problems, chaos, if it can get you to focus on the ratchet stuff, it can get your mind, if he can get your mind, he has you. Mm-hmm. Your mind is captivated, but the Bible says, I will pray with my spirit and my mind. I will praise with my spirit and sing with my mind
also.
So you have to get, you have to have a mindset of worship.
All of your mind and all of your spirit and all of your soul.
You have to have a mindset of praise. A mindset. Just like we said.
A heart to praise.
Just like we said in the intro. Holiness is a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But so is worship and praise. It has to be a part of what you do. It has to be a part of who you are. Just like the song says, praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through, I've learned to worship you. We have to praise has to be something that's
impromptu harmonizing.
Yes, impromptu. Yes. But we still have to, we have to have a mindset.
Yes, a heart and a mind to do. To do and to be. To do praise. To be praise. To do worship. To be worship. To do love. To be love.
Yes.
Okay.
Our minds have to be focused.
And then when you are so consumed with praise, you cannot be consumed by anything else.
Say that again.
When you are so consumed with praise, you cannot be consumed by anything else.
Say it one more time.
Girl. Don't do all that now.
I'm serious.
But one, no, seriously.
Father, one for the Son and one for the Holy Spirit.
But seriously, though, if you are really, for real, so consumed with praise and praise unto the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, the Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, okay, I'm not going to go through every one of his names, one of his many, many names. But for real, for real. If you are so consumed with praise unto your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Messiah, then you cannot be consumed by anything else.
Amen.
You cannot, because there won't be room for anything else.
There won't be room. And that's the thing. That's the thing.
What are you giving room to?
You have to make room for God. You have to make room for God. And there's a verse. Where is that? I know we haven't done it yet.
Are you talking about James 4 and 8? Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Yes. James 4 and 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now, okay, let's say that you might not be double-minded. Okay. But what have you thought towards somebody? Have your thoughts been, Have your thoughts been pure all day long? Every day? You might not have had impure thoughts, but have you been double-minded? Have you not shown kindness to someone? Did you not show love to somebody? Did you not be compassionate towards someone? Did you not show compassion towards yourself?
Yes. Because that's the thing, too. Not being in a place where you love yourself and not showing compassion towards yourself and not showing kindness towards yourself.
Having impure thoughts towards yourself. And when I say impure thoughts to yourself, I'm talking about the limited beliefs, the self-sabotage. If you've been self-sabotaging yourself, have you caused yourself to be in lack when you have been able to prosper? And I'm not talking about because of health issues. Okay. One, if you got health issues going on and it prevents you from doing certain things to help you to obtain wealth, because the Lord causes us to obtain wealth, then that's something totally different, right? If you have health conditions that causes you to not be able to work or anything like that, that's something different. But if you are able mentally and able body, meaning that your health is not failing you and you have limiting beliefs, then you are more than likely dealing with self-sabotage. And we've talked about self-sabotage, and if need be, if you need me to go into that again, then I will, because that was a good series.
Yes.
If I do say so myself, I got a lot out of it. Is there one that we haven't go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the 66. Oh no, Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
Yes.
One of my favorite things about God is he is all consuming.
Yes.
Which, once again, with the scripture what I said about if you allow yourself to be all consumed with the praise of God, then you can't be consumed by anything else. It's because God is an all-consuming fire. He's going to burn up everything I like him. And we talked about, and I'm not trying to make it sound like a scary and a spooky thing. It's like when I was talking about earlier, when I said that if you praise God, and the more you praise him and the closer you get to him, then all everything else that you're going through will fall off. Every yes. weight, every circumstance, every issue will begin to fall off, because it will not be able to stand. And then Queen Shemaj said, loving yourself can help you love others. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All day, every day.
Absolutely. Because when you have a heart of worship and a heart of praise and a mind of worship and a mind of praise, it helps you to see yourself the way that God sees you. Mm-hmm. It helps you to see yourself, and not only see yourself, but see other people the way that God sees them.
Yes.
Which is a powerful prayer. If you are a person that deals with bitterness, anger, frustration, unforgiveness, all of that, pray and ask God, Lord God, help me to see myself and others
the way that you see me and them. Yes. And be prepared. One of the things that I encourage you all to do, if you pray these prayers, when the Lord causes you to pray these prayers, be prepared.
Be prepared.
Because you're going to see. He's going to open your eyes. Don't pray a prayer that you're not prepared. Don't ask for nothing that you're not prepared for. And God will know.
Sure.
Oh, and then also Queen Shemaj said, God is a consuming fire. Consume me, Lord.
Yes.
That is my prayer. Burn up everything that is not like you.
We want to be consumed by God.
Yes.
We need to be consumed by God because that's worship.
Yes.
When you are worshiping God, and you, it's like David dancing out of his clothes.
Yes.
He was consumed
with that. Yes.
He was consumed.
He was consumed with praise.
He was so much so he didn't worship.
He didn't care about his clothes coming off. He didn't care about how he looked to the other Israelites.
He didn't care how he looked to his wife who called them a fool.
No, he didn't care about none of that. He danced with all of his might.
All because the Ark of the Covenant, the presence, think about this thing.
It was just the presence of God
and was coming back.
The Ark of the Covenant was coming back
to Israel. Think about, we have the indwelling God on the inside of us.
They had it in form of an ark, of a statue.
Yes, of a little box.
A little box.
That had the mercy seat on it.
Yes.
But we have the spirit of the living God on the inside of us.
The Holy Spirit dwells with us, walks with us,
talks with us, spends time with us.
Commune. Talking commune is a similar word, but I like using both of them.
Yes, because there's talking and then there's communing. And communing sometimes leads you to being quiet.
In a more intimate, more enveloped thing.
Yes.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was about to say, it's closeness. It's a depth. There's a deepness.
And
we want deepness.
We want deeper depths and higher heights.
Yes, we want to go from glory to glory to glory. And glory to glory to glory is relationship levels.
Yes.
It's not just going from one blessing to another blessing.
But it is, most definitely. I'm glad you brought that up. It's definitely going from one relationship, one level of relationship to the next level of relationship to the next, which means that there's growth. That's basically what that means, is that there is growth.
There's
maturity that's happening. And you are not staying in that same stagnant place. You are no longer just on the milk, but you are on the meat of the word. I think our last scripture is the 66th number of Psalm, verse 4.
We still have Galatians.
Galatians? Mm-hmm. Okay. Psalm, the 66th number of Psalm, verse 4. All the earth worships you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name, Selah. And Selah just basically means rest.
Or pause.
So pause on that word.
Pause on the concept. We're going to take a pause on the concept that all the earth worships you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. And you just sit back and think about that thing.
Yes.
All the earth. That means not just everything that has breath.
Praise ye the Lord. Oh, that's one we didn't put on here.
Well, I was going to allude to it.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Everything, that including the trees, the animals, the rocks, the ocean, the seas, the animals in the ocean.
Yes.
When
we say everything, we mean everything. Okay.
The earth, the stars.
The earth itself.
The moon, the sun.
It all gives praise unto the Lord because it is living.
Yes. God is living. He is a living,
breathing
God.
Yes.
And we serve a God that's alive.
Yes.
Alive.
He is yet alive.
And we sing that song. We sing that God's not dead. He's yet alive. God's not dead, he's your life. God's not dead, he's your life. I can feel him in my hands, feel him in my feet, feel him all over me. Because he's not dead. We serve a living God.
Yes.
We're having fun here tonight. I don't know about y'all, but when we get to talking about praise and worship,
yes,
when we get to talking about God being a consuming fire, when we get to talking about how we have to have a mind of worship, live a life of worship, being in a place of praise.
It's a joy restore. Can I say that? It's a joy restorer. It restores your joy, your faith, your... When you begin to praise, I think we might be on this for a minute. Get you down. Because I can't just... You can't just cut it off like that. You just can't cut it off right there like that. There's an intricateness that when you think about praise and worship and being free to praise God and being free in your praise and worship, because there's different aspects. Because
you can't be bound. You can't be bound in praise.
You can't. That's a contradiction. And God does not contradict himself. He does not go against his word. The last scripture for this evening, though, however, is Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. And it says, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
This is a befitting last verse, because it brings us back to the reason why we praise.
Yes.
The reason why we worship. The reason why we have life. And more abundantly
is the reason of Jesus.
Because Jesus
gave himself
for our sins,
yes,
to deliver us from the present evil age. We do not have to worry about the evilness of this world.
Yes, we don't.
We do not have to be consumed with the issues and the problems.
Or the cares. Or the worries. Cares,
or the counsel of the ungodly, or standing in the way of sinners, or sitting in the seat of the scornful. We are able
to stand.
To stand on God's word and be delivered. We're delivered people.
We're victorious. Oh, and then we praise because we're victorious. But I'm not going to get into a whole other episode worth of, because I could keep going. But unfortunately,
it's time.
And we must end or close out for this evening. I have had an awesome time.
Yes, I have too. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. This has been a great, great, great lesson or episode. I call it a lesson because you learn something new every time. If you're not gleaning to learn, then what are you doing? And you can always learn something new. You should always be in a place where you're learning and growing, maturing, and wanting to go deeper in the things of God.
Yes.
Thank you, sis. Thank you. We appreciate that.
We thank you for being
here for joining us. So, you know what time it is. Remember, queens. Remember.
You were built for this.
And don't you forget it.
Cause you're beautiful. You got to be strong. Cause you're wonderful. You got to have faith. To have wisdom.